Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Oh, nothing on the bloody box as usual.
Stick on Primetime, Michael Dean.
You never watch Primetime, woman.
Oh, they're doing a Taylor Swift special.
Taylor Swift?
Hello and welcome to Primetime. Well, look, this weekend, international pop megastar Taylor Swift hits Ireland in what's been compared to a state visit by a political leader. Swift even visiting Áras an Uachtaráin on Saturday.
What? Nobody mentioned anything to me.
Oh my God, I'm going to need a new guna.
I think we can go live now to Dublin Airport where RTE's Dave Fanning is on the tarmac. Can you sum up the magnitude of Taylor Swift?
Yeah, Miriam. I think it's all a bit of a cod, to be honest with you.
What?
Overplayed, overhyped, overrated. And their songs. God, break up, get back together, who cares? And the Swifties, a cult of mediocrity, a celebration of vacuous noise and self-regarding Generation Z narcissistic nonsense. But hey, a gig's a gig.
Okay, thanks for that, Dave. Stay there. Okay, well, a Taylor Swift concert in Scotland over the weekend apparently generated so much seismic activity there was a mini earthquake. So Irish fans, not to be outdone, are hoping to generate even more activity and noise than that. Let's go to the Aviva Stadium and join Fran. Fran, what's happening?
Thanks, Miriam. So a seismometer has been installed outside the stadium here to detect any signs of earthquake activity at all in the vicinity for the concert. It's currently being tested by the loudest thing we have available in Ireland that could come anywhere close to that sound. And that is, of course, Paul O'Connell in full flight over there.
I'm just going to shake. Shake it off. Come on.
And that registered 2.2 on the Richter scale. Miriam, back to you.
Oh, I actually felt a little bit of an earthquake here, but that could be down to other stuff as well. But anyway, Taylor Swift even generated subject material for The Dáil to talk about. This was today in Leinster House.
Dirty Michael Healy, Ray.
Kio Carla, it's Deputy Michael Healy to you, please.
Get on with it, Deputy Hilarious.
In light of the fact that in England, Taylor Swift's song was played at the changing of the guard, I propose that some kind of arrangement is come to whereby a Taylor Swift song can be incorporated into an Irish structure, a traditional structure, namely the Angelus.
Dirty Basil Donahue.
Deputy, that is a stupid idea. Irish people are far more sensible than to allow a pop star interfere with their religious beliefs. Thank you.
Now on RTE, the Angelus. Okay, briefly back to Dave Fanning. Dave, are you still there at Dublin Airport?
Yeah.
Dave, there's been a big blowback to your Taylor Swift comments earlier on. I don't know if you've seen your social media accounts. They're under attack. Your front page of the New York Times website. And there are currently 4,000 Swifties outside our studio demanding some sort of a statement from you, Dave.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% unreservedly, unequivocally apologise to all Taylor Swift fans for my frankly ridiculous and redundant comments. And I apologise to everybody in there. And frankly, I will be resigning my position from now on RTE Gold. And actually, because I'm in Dublin Airport, I will be henceforth emigrating from this country to live in Guatemala to see out the remainder of my frankly gaff-filled existence. Thanks. Good luck. See you, Miriam.
Thanks, Dave. Enjoy Tay-Tay, everyone. We'll be back tomorrow night from here in our studios in Donnybrook. Or maybe from Leitrim. Who knows anymore?
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.